Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. The Victorian Nurses and Midwifery Union today will reveal if they'll be taking protected industrial action over wages and working conditions. Members voted all last week. The results of the ballot will be revealed at a meeting in Melbourne this afternoon. There's cause for concern in the stats from Operation Tribute. Victoria Police released data from its statewide road safety blitz that took place over the Anzac Day period, revealing that of the nearly 2,200 roadside drug tests issued, 6% returned a positive result. Meantime, 43 speedsters were nabbed in Mildura and 51 in Bendigo. Road Policing Assistant Commissioner Glenn Weir says it shows a clear lack of regard for the rules. The Greens will be busy at the Mildura Bowls Club this week as it runs its May Carnival. The best bowlers from around the country will be in Sunraysia competing for the $15,000 prize money. Tournament director Chris Mitchell says this year is the 92nd anniversary of the event.
We've only missed 2 years. One was in 1942 during the Second World War when most things were put on hold. And the other one was in 2020 when we had COVID. We had to cancel a tournament that year.
And Bonza Airlines has been cancelling flights this morning. It comes amid a turbulent few days, denying reports it's gone into liquidation. Taking a look at some local sport now, a close one for the Bendigo Strikers in the Victorian Netball League for Round 8. The side was at home for the first time, taking on Borundura, and fell by 7 goals, the score 38-45. Heartbreak for the under-23s as well, going down by 8. Both sides are up against Melbourne Uni tomorrow. And the Mildura Heat took on the Surf Coast this weekend in Big V basketball. While the men fell by 12 points, the women got the dub, going 67-63.